it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome back to the YouTube channel for BamaOnline.com. Travis Ryer, Senior Analyst for BOL, alongside site publisher Tim Watts. It is a Wednesday night. How about a little Wednesday night football, Tim Watts, as the Alabama Crimson Tide has secured the services of a much-needed piece to this secondary when you think about the losses that Alabama had to the back end of that defense. But a little bit of a winding road to get here with Deshaun Jones, I guess, of Wake Forest previously, but Alabama here nonetheless.
Yeah, it's been a really, really interesting ride. I think today was the highlight, but even leading up to that, you had Alabama, LSU, Mississippi State, you know, coming from Wake, he wanted to play in the SEC, we were told. The interesting thing is talking to numerous SEC sources close to SEC staffs, he was the guy most saw as the most SEC ready. LSU was certainly one, Mississippi State. There were others that wanted to be involved with him, but he narrowed his list down. Took a visit to Alabama, basically canceled his other visits, notified other colleges he wasn't going there. Word kind of leaked out that he was expected to sign with Alabama, and then it was just crickets. You know, we say people sometimes, you know, they're always rooting for surprises. Sometimes no surprise is better than a surprise because they're not always good. Well, this morning you wake up and he tweeted out, "My recruitment is still open," and all hell broke loose. I mean, you had a whole day of discussing. When you get to that point of asking, you don't know why somebody tweeted something. It was quickly deleted afterwards. You don't really know what's going through their mind. So, you know, and of course, you know, subscribers and, you know, Alabama fans are trying to get us to explain it. But heck, we don't know him. He's a portal guy. We don't know him any better than they do, really. I mean, he came in on a visit. Didn't really follow him in Wake Forest, but from a talent standpoint, they're getting a good one. And the drama today, I think they probably appreciate Deshaun. I don't know if Deshaun didn't feel appreciated, but after this day, I think he does know that he's very appreciated in Tuscaloosa because Alabama fans are very happy and celebrating right now getting him.
Yeah, Deshaun Jones, after redshirting with Wake in 2021 as a redshirt freshman, played in 12 of 13 games in 2022, became a starter on the back end for the Demon Deacons later in that 2022 campaign. And then last season as a redshirt sophomore, played in 10 games, started 9, had 37 tackles, 1.5 for loss, led the team with 3 interceptions, also had 2 pass breakups last season. So a guy that has that experience that we talk about at the Power 5 level for an Alabama team and secondary that we've also outlined this too. Immense young talent at corner and at safety, but not much in the way of experience. So when you think about Cam Howard coming in from Charlotte, and also, interestingly enough, both these guys, Howard and also now Jones, both Baltimore guys at their core. So the DMV coming up big once again for Alabama, but Jones specifically at that corner spot, you start thinking about tandems, potentially Damani Jackson and Deshaun Jones, and then still expect some really good competition at that spot.
Well, I think when you look at the portal guys, you have two kinds. You have those with highlights and those without highlights. And the ones with highlights are the ones that have the experience that you're looking for. And as you said, blending it in with the young guys they've got on campus, blending it in with experience, but not only experience, you know, playing time's great, but also there's the experience of being in the college football program, going through the practice, being on the special teams, being anywhere on the field. So, yeah, I mean, you've got him coming in. You've seen a few. I will say this. There's been a lot of portal drama. We've seen guys who are expected to come in. Alabama was bringing in another cornerback on Monday when they just, you know, obviously felt good enough about Deshaun Jones to tell him, hey, we're not going to be able to take you. So this was like a double whammy if you end up losing this guy. But, yeah, you still have King Mack out there. Some of the guys you've mentioned that have came in, and, You know, the secondary, again, there's not really concern with the secondary outside of the experience factor. And a lot of these guys have played some, even Keon Saab. He's one of the most experienced guys on the team, and he played 4, 5, 6 games last year. You know, his snap total is not nearly what you would expect for a guy that talented. But, yeah, they still have King Mack. He's a safety prospect from who's committed to Penn State from SDA, St. Thomas Aquinas, who's obviously a big-time football program. So they have those guys in the secondary they're looking at. And we knew going into the portal, secondary was going to be the main concern. They wanted to add another guy on the offensive line if they could. They've kind of set up that particularly well coming down the stretch.
Yeah, Geno Vandermark, the Michigan State offensive line transfer target. Looks like Alabama in good shape there, according to Tim Watts right here and our staff there at BamaOnline.com. But sure, when you outline this Alabama secondary now and you think about Keon Saab coming in from Michigan to team up with Malachi Moore at the safety positions, Damani Jackson comes in from USC as a starter last season for the Trojans, and now potentially Deshaun Jones, a starter a season ago at Wake Forest. That gives you four guys that you know have played a lot of football at the Power 5 level in the secondary. And again, competition still going to be a lot of fun to watch play out, because this is not just an ordinary defensive back high school class that Alabama brought in for this 2024 cycle, Tim. Xavien Brown, Red Morgan, Jalen Mbakwe, Zay Mincy, a lot of really talented dudes, not much on experience, but certainly because of their talent, still going to have a chance to make things interesting in 2024.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing, is going into this, the Saban staff, they knew they needed to upgrade and fill the depth with defensive back. That's why the class was so big. I mean, even if you look at where they stand, it was very talented. It was very big. And they've also been in the portal. Obviously, Jameer Grimsley, he took off when Saban retired. Recently, we saw Tony Mitchell and Peyton Woodyard hit the portal. So you're bringing in guys, and you have to think you're mixing a little bit better with experience than the freshman guys you brought in. Not that the other guys aren't talented, but the separation kind of began in the spring, because we started hearing a little bit more about some of the defensive backs that had came in as freshmen than we did others. I mean, Red Morgan's a guy, I'm not sure outside of the round table, the BOL message board, or the Alabama fans, that he got nearly as much attention as he should have in this class. Committed to FSU, who, by the way, is a pretty good defensive staff last year. I mean, the class had a pretty good defensive team, pretty good defensive staff, kind of knew what they were doing. But to flip him from them, he was pretty under the radar. But we begin to see some separation, and now you're bringing in these guys who were, you know, true freshmen last year or this year, sophomores, come in. They've got, you know, multiple years to play in some cases. But again, I will say, we didn't really touch on this, but the excitement of today, tweet, my recruitment's open. We had a poster on the message board who literally said, like, no big deal, tongue in cheek, he said he's going to commit at 7. He's building the hype, and literally it happened. So I told him, he reminded me on the message board. I said, I think you're a witch. I'm never getting on your bad side.
You just never know who's going to post or what's going to get posted on the round table.
He even admitted it was tongue in cheek, and then he admitted he was right. It was amazing. But to see everything that happened this week and then to end up right now, because I see it, you know, we saw it on the message board. They're extremely happy to add him. And there's still some, you know, still some room to go. And the portal's been busy. You know, basketball had Cliff on Sunday, a big story. And then you had, you know, Deshaun Jones, who I think he's a bigger deal. I think we'll realize when we see him competing that he was a bigger deal than we understand now. At least that's what some other coaches in the SEC believe.
Caleb Skelton here in the show chat, he's accepting responsibility for that post earlier today. He says that was him. Hey, good on you, Caleb.
He's a witch. I'm telling you, he's a witch.
His answer to that is, Tim, you are definitely not a witch.
You can't just randomly pick. We have a whole thread. We got a whole thread debating what is going on, and every scenario is laid out there. Caleb pops in and says, he's going to commit at 7. You can't tell me.
Something's up.
Some tomfoolery's going on with my guy, Caleb.
Something is afoot here, Tim.
Well, very good job.
You touched on this too, Tim. What I like about Cameron Howard and Now with Deshaun Jones and potentially with King Mack, these aren't just one and done type of guys. They're potentially 2+ years guys. Now, you know, if you're Deshaun Jones and you step into this situation, you play lights out in 2024, then of course you're draft eligible. Perhaps you move on to the National Football League. But in the case of Deshaun Jones and Cam Howard, and again, potentially King Mack, these are guys that could be around for 2-3 years.
Yeah, I think, again, you've layered them. You've layered them with true freshmen.
It's felt guys like a little labor. Bit. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like labor after this. But, yeah, you've got guys that can come in and, you know, build on them. You got guys coming in already ready to play. Damani, you know, Keon Saab, that's two guys that they're almost in the Jeff Blauser draft year, the contract year. You know, they're certainly going out with bad intentions. And then you have other guys that can come in and be a little bit closer, a little bit more patient. But I will say, like you said, the biggest concern, I think we go back all the way to that, was it 2017 team or 2016, where they had no competition in the secondary. Mm-hmm. There just was no competition. There was just nobody. There was no fear of being replaced. And I just don't think that's a good situation you want to be if you're Kane Womack or, Colin Hitchler or Mo Lindquist. But really good job with this portal stuff, because I can tell you the stories we hear behind the scenes, they're not pretty. And it's not easy to, I mean, even this, where I think there was some drama drummed up, but it's not easy to land these guys in the portal, because it's not really, there's not, you know, you don't commit and then it's over. I mean, you still have to battle the whole way.
Yeah. And we talked about this earlier today on T-Watts and TR. In the April portal, there's not as much as top-end quality. So what is there can turn into a really lucrative situation for guys that find themselves in the window at this time. That it seems like it just ramps it up for the guys that are legit, that are truly the type of targets that an Alabama or one of these blue bloods would look to turn to in April.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the one thing about it is we understand he signed his SEC. Now there's things you can sign, things that don't matter. We understand that, like when you sign an SEC agreement where you're going to the SEC, that the other SEC schools cannot tamper with you, or you can't go there. It's pointless to tamper. So we do understand that. Now, I don't know the ruling on going to other schools and all that, but I know the SEC is trying to protect itself from eating itself, basically.
So big news official on this Wednesday evening, as Wake Forest transfer cornerback Deshaun Jones is in the fold for the Alabama secondary ahead of the 2024 season. Hey, if you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel right here, we certainly hope you'll do that right now. Hit that subscribe button. Hit a like for us while you're at it right now, if you don't mind. That would help us out tremendously. And hit that notifications bell as well. That'll get you all of our YouTube content as it drops right here on the YouTube home for BamaOnline.com. And of course, more details, more behind the scenes stuff, you're going to get all of that with us at BamaOnline.com. The roundtable with Tim Watts, Andrew Bone, Joseph Hastings, Charlie Potter, Jimmy Stein, Clint Lamb, myself, all right there with you at BamaOnline.com. So Tim, what do you got next? I mean, we talked about King Mack. We've talked about Geno Vandermark, the interior offensive lineman from Michigan State. Maybe an outline of what could be next.
Yeah, we're kind of watching those two to see if they'll have decisions. It's been pretty quiet with both of them. You remind people that portal guys aren't necessarily like high school recruits. A lot of them are in their 20s. They've been through this. It's a different scenario. They are represented by agents quite often. Not saying high school guys are not, but I think you hit the portal, and if you got SEC offers, I think you're going to have an agent more likely than not. We're waiting to see what Geno does, offensive lineman. Andrew Bones has some good stuff on it. We've touched on him several times. We think Bama's in good shape there, but, you know, a versatile guy with experience, another guy with film, which comes in handy. And I'm not knocking the portal guys who don't have film. Some of them are just leaving to get an opportunity. But when they have film and you kind of see what they can do, and he's a flexible guy that plays other positions, he'd be good. But it's kind of, these portal things tend to be quiet. You know, they tend to be like, you get some news, they come on campus, they take other visits. Cliff, go back to Cliff, the basketball guy, really dead quiet for a couple of days after. You know, even here with Jones, you saw that for it's been Sunday night, it was wide open. Here we are, you know, four nights later before anything actually happened. And it had been dead quiet the whole time. So still watching these things, letting them play out, kids, you know, lining stuff up and, you know, picking out apartments and houses and moving, moving, packing their stuff. So a lot to watch, a lot to monitor.
Yeah, guys will probably be trying to get into Tuscaloosa in this type of situation as quickly as they can to go ahead and adapt to living situations and those type of things in advance of when the football calendar year really starts at this level these days, which is right around June 1, because that's when you typically get everyone together for the first time. You're talking about guys like Ryan Williams going to be officially on campus and a part of things at that point from the prep level. You're bringing these transfers together. So when you think about it from that standpoint, this whirlwind from Kalen DeBoer, Tim, over these first 5+ months on the job, really right at 5 months, I guess you could almost say. I would say the way that he's been able to navigate this thing along with his staff has been about as impressive as an Alabama fan could have hoped for.
Yeah, if you go back in timeline this, you go all the way back. I mean, it seems like 2 years ago that Grubb was your offensive coordinator and then gone on Friday, you know, having nachos with the Seahawks. You also had coaches that couldn't get on the road, remember, that were hired and they couldn't get on the road. They're finishing out their Washington contract. You had so much coaching drama going on, and then wide open in the spring and getting kids on campus and working the portal and keeping guys in from going the portal, which I thought they did a great job of. I don't think that was easy at all to sell them on keeping the majority of that talent. And then, I mean, you tend to forget all the good news to what's next. But, I mean, Caden Proctor, I mean, I don't know of a bigger double secret agent move in the world than Caden going to Iowa for a few months, admitting they're, you know, pretty much admitted they tampered and then ended up back in Tuscaloosa. So they've had to work a lot of angles and answer a lot of questions, but I feel like they did an excellent job so far. And I know we discuss this all the time. Some people say it only matters what he does on the season, but that's not all that matters. Today he golfed in cargo shorts. That matters. That for Travis, by the way, before we get off,
what an L for me.
We got to touch on this. I saw on Twitter,
did you notice he had the Yay Alabama Collective on too? So he's going for all of it.
He stays winning. Now on Twitter,
Kalen's trying to stay winning right now.
On Twitter, before we go, and I want you to text me your answer. I want you to rate them. They said, which coach had the best swing? And it was Kirby, Hugh, DeBoer, and Saban. Now I want you to watch them. They've got them all four in a row, so you can go back to back to back to back. And you can watch it multiple times, because I have my thoughts watching this.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
And we'll discuss it on our next show. We'll see if you know as much about golf as me. Sometimes
our guy in Thailand, Thanafan Rogers, asking about tomorrow. Speaking of that,
absolutely.
Next show, Tim. He's asking about that quad box. He wants that.
We are. We're gonna have a special guest tomorrow with Chad Simmons. We had Steve Wiltfong on a week ago, maybe.
Yeah.
We're gonna have Chad Simmons on tomorrow with Andrew Bone. We're gonna start mixing some guys in, and during the season, we're gonna let you guys get to know some of the guys you love to hate on the message board: a Rusty Manziel, a Shay Dixon, some of our best friends and guys I've worked with that. You know, it's Jeffrey Lee. I'm going to get Jeffrey Lee on this show at some point. We might swap over, because I think you're going to like these guys better in person when you see them, when you hear them talk. I think you're going to like them better than you get mad at them on the message board.
No.
Quad box for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But for now, the big news, again, Alabama adds Wake Forest transfer corner Deshaun Jones, and they're still out there on more on the horizon for this Alabama team, as it looks to maybe at least him catch its breath a little bit. Doesn't mean it's all going to just, you know, result in this break for a month or so. But if you can get these last two or three pieces of the puzzle sort of in place here, you can at least breathe a little bit easier, I got to think.
Yeah, I think you want to lock that up, and then you can sort of just like focus on your team. I mean, basketball and football are doing the same thing because the window's open at the same time. I mean, the portal window for football closed last Tuesday, I think, and then basketball Wednesday, or one day apart. I don't know why it was different days, but obviously Nate Oates putting a stamp on his class, waiting on a couple guys who are in the NBA draft. to decide. And then, you know, you Kalen DeBoer trying to, you know, wrap up the guys they need and get the ones they like. And I think if they finish with Geno and King Mac, I think they would say the portal season's been a success. I think they would look at their roster and feel better about it.
And Deshaun Jones, one of those corners that you watch in the kind of defense that Kane Womack is going to employ at Alabama, excels in that zone coverage, can hold up physically on the outside at 6 foot, about 180 pounds, has those eyes in there at the quarterback and that particular scheme that we're going to see more of from Kane Womack, and reacts to the football extremely well and can make some plays, is which
he had an,
which
he has some attitude. He has some attitude when he's coming up on run support. He had a he didn't lack for confidence. He had some poses, you know, some poses like a
swag.
You know, like, yeah, he had like he was not scared to come up on run support. He looks the part for sure.
Well, Tim, as always, we appreciate it, my man, breaking in here on a Wednesday night to go live as it relates to the news involving Deshaun Jones and the Alabama Crimson Tide. We're going to have so much more for you, more details, more info right there at BamaOnline.com. Come hang out on the roundtable. You'll get all you want right there with us at BamaOnline.com. Tim Watts, we'll do it again soon.
All right, appreciate it. See you guys on the roundtable.
For Tim, Travis, thanks again. And until next time, so long, everybody.